This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there, lots happening with the some of our old-time, and I don't mean an age, old-time listeners that are up in the website, you know, where they have the, what do you call that, classic chat room? I love those. You know, what can I tell you? And then if you want to head up to Facebook, if that's where you choose to be, then there's also a live feed going on there. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address because I send out an email once a week. And it's the only way we have to communicate now because we've been kind of blocked and shut down and shadow something from a lot of the social media sites. So if you want to know about the show, you want to know what's going on, the best thing to do is give me your email address. It's really that simple. Anyway, or you can buy the book, T-shirts, all kinds of stuff up on the website, and head up there and check it out. Check out the store. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right. A lot of crazy stuff this hour I want to talk about. This is kind of like my smorgasbord segments. I know that makes producer Tammy tremble because she's got to try to keep up. So the deal, here's the deal, all right? So some of you, when I go on CNN, you get mad at me for going on CNN, right? And I know I can't keep everybody happy, and I don't have to explain anything I do. But who else, right? When you go, it's not like I drag 27 million listeners along with me, right? Who else is going to go there and throw stuff at them, make them stop and think? You know, the fellow that was on with me in the last hour, we go back and look at some of the clips. I made him slam his head a few times. Because, you know, again, somebody's got to bring to them, you know, we have people on the right like they have people on the left that do nothing but scream and call people idiots. And it doesn't do any good. All you do is prove their point when you do that. So don't do it. Have a conversation with them. See where they're coming from. Right? So you get a feel. You understand how they... Now, for those of you who say it's a waste of time, you can never change a liberal. Well, what's the walkaway movement? Right? Is that what it's called? Walk away, right? Okay. So what's the walk away movement? Come on. Dr. Gina Loudon. Xander Gibb. Evan Sayet. Anne-Marie Morrell from the Politichicks. I can keep going for an hour here of people that were hardcore left-wing Democrats and now are hardcore right-wing conservatives. Because they started to see what was going on. They started to see what does Evan call himself? He's a 9-12er, right? Because when he saw how nasty and mean and ridiculous his side was acting after the 9-11 incident, the massacre, if you would, he left. So some of you guys who get upset, like bringing him on, right? Now, he's somebody you'd never hear. Most of my listeners are not going to go looking for this guy on CNN. But you heard how he comes at things. And he's not the only one that approaches things that way. So now, not that you have a liberal friend, although I have liberal friends. So now when you're sitting in a group of these people, or you have a liberal friend, or somebody sits down and approaches you, you have some insight as to how they approach things, how they come at things. And you can throw little tidbits at them. Because, look, telling somebody they're wrong shuts them down. You're done. But if you go to somebody and say, hey, okay, I don't understand where you're coming from. I see how you arrived, what you did. But what about this? You know, look at when we were talking, what did John say to me? Okay, your numbers make sense when we talk about chain migration. And I had a whole bunch of numbers there, but we were running out of time. But now that's going to cause him to think. Like he said, he went back and started looking the other night after I said something. And again, now it's going to cause him to think again. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to turn him in 2 weeks, but you may turn him in a year. Even in the environment he's in, when he has somebody sitting there at the dais, and some of you have written me and say, hey, you know, you're not hard enough on them. You're not. Well, you know what? If you get too nasty, and I mean nasty, you don't get to go back. If you don't get to go back, how do you know how many listeners I'm turning? I may not turn any, but you don't know how many listeners I'm turning. You don't know how many liberals are listening to that show to listen to that idiot guy who's a conservative, and then all of a sudden says, wow, I didn't think of that. That makes sense. How come we don't cause some doubt? You got to cause somebody to stop and think. I do it to you guys, too, don't I? I hope I do when I say to you, don't spew the party line. I am not interested in having a relationship with you if all you're going to do is spew the party line. If you're a person of religion, you have a faith, why do you have that faith? Is it because your grandmother was a Christian or a Jew or whatever? Or do you have a reason behind it? Do you know why you are? See, don't be them. And you know what I mean when I say that. Don't be them. Have a reason. Have an understanding as to why you believe what you believe. Why you're willing to give it up. Or give it all for what you believe. Draw them into your camp. When you know, even from a religious standpoint, when you have conversions, as Christians call it, right? A Christian doesn't convert somebody else by going, oh, you're a Jew? You're going to hell, you know? Yeah, that makes up for great lunch, doesn't it? Great conversation? No, it's the love you show them. It's the understanding you show them. And when that moment comes where they really need some hope, when they really need some understanding, they're going to go to you because they're going to know you're going to be honest with them. Look, we're becoming friends. I won't call us friends, but we're becoming friends. And he's a Jewish fella. And he said he used to get insulted when people would preach Jesus to him, when his Christian friends would talk to him about Jesus. And then one night sitting in the living room, I'm sure God hit him in the head with a hammer, and he realized they were doing it because they loved him. They weren't doing it because they hated him. They weren't doing it just because they were going to proselytize and bring another Christian in. They were doing it because they loved him. And they wanted him to know the love of Christ. It's a whole different animal. A whole different spin. I want you to think about that, even when it comes to your political walk. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. When we come back, a lot more coming. Like I said, Smorgasbord Hour. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always such a pleasure. Well, actually, what I should say, it's a pleasure knowing you're here with me, and I do appreciate you listening and sending me notes and just being involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Just being involved, engaged. Knowing that you're around, paying attention, is a big deal. I do appreciate it very much. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And you know, let me know what you think. I don't, the show, the topics, whatever. And if there's a particular or a specific person you want me to bring on, a specific topic, if it makes sense to me and it's not like a whack, you know, aliens or running McDonald's or something like that, I don't know. If it, you know, I'm on board. We'll see what we can do about getting them on. I've reached out. I don't know if that's, I've been reaching out to get some more high profile guests on the show, but man, I like some of the guests we have. You know, I said it before, and I wasn't trying to be nasty, but when some of these people come out with books, it's easy to get them on. I want to get them on, but they don't have a book. You know, when I can spend a little bit more time with them and talk about what's going on, right? Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us and what have you. So, you know, Ted Cruz had talked about this, but I don't know if it ever went anywhere. But a long time ago, Cruz had suggested that when colleges are teaching garbage, when colleges are definitely teaching things that are not in their wheelhouse, as you say, right? I mean, seriously, when you're talking about segregated graduations and segregated dorms and all the things that Martin Luther King fought against, that he died for, there has to be some penalty, some punishment, something to keep them from doing that. So Trump is going to sign a Confucius Institute funding ban. And it was introduced by Ted Cruz. And it's in the new National Defense Authorization Act. It contains an amendment by Ted Cruz prohibiting funding for universities that host Confucius Institutes, which the CIA has labeled a threat. And there's over 100 of them. Yeah. Not 8, not 10, not 50. Over 100 of these things. I'm sorry. Am I the only one that's like scratching his head going, really? How did that happen? So as President Trump is about ready to sign the new National Defense Authorization Act, which will prohibit funding to Chinese-run Confucius Institutes. That's the other thing. You know, every once in a while when I talk about the Chinese and they get mad. I mean, not the Chinese people, obviously, but some of my listeners and some of my trollers get mad at me. Because, like, you can't, in today's environment, you can't call anybody for anything. You can't mention, you can say there's a group of people that do A, B, and C, but you can't say Chinese people. Soon it'll be, you can't say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, because that'll be racist. But the truth of the matter of the fact is that the Japanese government, the Japanese people, there were Japanese people in those planes, bombed Pearl Harbor. That doesn't mean I hate all Japanese people. Okay? I don't even hate the people that did it. Because in that time and day, what was going through their mind, we were the enemy. We were the nasty people. We were the killers. We were the haters. So you can't really just hate those people for that. I mean, some of the things that, you know, you talk about changes somebody's mind. You know, when you read some of these articles from people in the Middle East or what have that have converted over the years, the reason they hated us so much is because they were reading the only things that they had to read. There's propaganda from their government, from other groups that they were around. We've had General Vallely on the show a half a dozen times. Said, Joe, they're so ignorant that we can't even give them manuals to use the rifles we give them because they can't read them, even in their own language. We have to have classes to show them how to use them. So think about how easy it is to convert those people or to get those people to believe that America, Americans, the U.S. is the devil. It ain't that hard. Right? I mean, seriously. So when you run down all that, when you work through all of that, you realize how you have to reach people. Anyway, 855, real Joe, 855-732-5563. So, Senator Cruz added a key amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which restricts funding to the universities that host these Confucius Institutes. And again, I started to go down the road and I confused myself, which was the Chinese people are very loyal to their country. All right? And I've sat with agents and spies, if you would. You know, I've been able to not sit in on meetings, that's not what I've done, but, you know, kind of sit with them and understand guys that have been in the business 20 or 30 years. And they talk about how the Chinese have made major inroads in our major institutions across this country. And they do it because they know how to play the long game. And even these Chinese nationals that love China, they grow up here, they stay here, and they still love China. They spy on us for China. They take our secrets for China, even though they might have been here 20, 25 years. They're willing to play it out. They're willing to stay. They're willing to play it out as long as it takes. I got to give them credit. You have to give them credit, too. Right? I look at that and I say, my God, you know, these guys have got it together. I wish our people were as, I don't know, loved our country as much. You know, when you talk about things like, what was it, Snowden and a few others, I know some of you listen to the show think he was a hero. So, just because he thought that when things were doing wrong, we were doing bad, and some of the information he released and some of the information that these other quote-unquote whistleblowers release, if they put somebody in harm's way, if they put our spies slash operatives in harm's way so they could be killed, that's wrong. That's dead wrong. You know better than the people you're railing against, as far as I'm concerned. And that's my personal opinion. See, I got off track again. All right. So they're talking about unfunding some of these colleges and some of these institutions that have deep ties to Chinese programs. Now, earlier in the week, the White House confirmed that Trump plans to sign the bill during a visit to Fort Drum in New York. Now, in March, the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, issued a classified report labeling the institutes as a threat. That's because there's a major amount of spies that end up getting caught in these groups or move through these groups. The Chinese Communist Party provides strings-attached funding to academic institutions and think tanks to deter research that casts it in a negative light. So they're doing research on the Chinese people, and Chinese culture. They're coming up with positive results, but you know why? Because they're getting paid to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back more on this after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In New Brunswick, two police officers are among four killed in a shooting in the Canadian provincial capital. Fredericton Police Chief Leanne Fitch.
This is the worst moment for any chief of police in any police agency to have to deliver this news. It's been a very difficult day for our officers and residents of our fine city as we come to terms with the violent deaths of four of our people in our city, two of which are officers.
The two officers were responding to a report of gunshots when they came upon two bodies. The officers were killed as they approached the victims. The 48-year-old suspect was taken to a hospital for undisclosed injuries. The Pentagon confirms Iran fired an anti-ship missile during last week's military exercises, its first missile test of the year. U.S. officials say the missile test isn't a surprise. It was part of a large Iranian naval exercise in the Strait of Hormuz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I really do. I probably don't say it enough, but, you know, it's, I hope you guys, when the show's over, everything's done, I really hope you feel like you've learned something, you picked up something, and that wasn't just a guy yelling about, politics all the time. Cause you know what? That gets boring after a while. It's boring for me. I love the social issues so much more. It's more fun with them, you know? So anyway, head up to the website, therealsite.com. If you buy a shirt, you buy a coffee mug, you buy the book, it helps keep us moving forward. Helps keep me buying new equipment because I love new equipment. But I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged in helping to keep the show moving forward. So as I was saying, though, President Trump, when he signs the National Defense Authorization Act, he will be making sure, or trying to make sure, because of what Ted Cruz did, that these Chinese or these communist-affiliated, if you would, academic institutions won't be able to do a pro-China, report when it's not in there, when there's no proof. Now, when you think about this, the Chinese Communist Party provides strings-attached funding to academic institutions. They give money to institutions here all the time. But, you know, it's much bigger than that because the Chinese, the government and others, they buy property here. They buy buildings here. They buy companies here. You know, everybody got mad at President Trump for trying to stop the purchase, a Chinese company trying to purchase Qualcomm, one of the last American companies left that does communications, electronic communications. Crazy. We need to stop this stuff. We can't let this stuff just run out of this country. We can't let foreign China or Japan or any of those places have total control of how our communications work or move. You know, the other night I was on a panel and they were making fun of the space program, right? But say, really, we really now need a space militia or military? Yeah, actually, yes. When the Chinese have shown, they haven't hit it, they've shown it, how they can shoot satellites out of the sky, right? They put up one of their own satellites to show how they can shoot it down. Are you telling me, do we wait? Do we wait till it happens before we go, hey, we have to ramp up a way to defend ourselves? You realize if they knock out a couple of communication satellites, we're done. It's over. We rely so heavily on satellite communication. We rely so heavily on radio communication. We can't afford to have them knock it out. And you know what? Forgive me, but when you look at how many times our fail-safe systems have failed, I'm not interested in hearing how we have redundancy in satellites. We have redundancy in communications, unless you prove to me that they work. We've read article after article after article about how our electrical grid is so vulnerable to an EMP attack. Right? I mean, seriously. So now it's an area where I still don't trust the government to be 100% on it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So again, I have no problem with this. I know some people have a little heartburn with it, but I'm not. Because if we keep one spy from giving away information that we have, one spy from not giving it up, I'm good with that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. I don't know if you heard about this one. And this is becoming more and 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 more common. Crazy common. And it's actually becoming more irritating, too. Charter school in Atlanta has decided to no longer start the school day by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I know, what are you going to do? Recite the Communist Manifesto? We'll not be including the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance this morning, declared Laura Zelsky, president of the elementary campus of the Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School. Madam President said the pledge was given the heave-ho so they could start the school day off as a fully inclusive and connected community. Over the past couple of years, it's become increasingly obvious that more and more of the community were choosing to not stand and or recite the pledge. There are many emotions around this, and we want everyone in our school and family to start their day in a positive manner. Well, let me explain something to you. Again, I know how much you love this. If these kids refused to stand in Cuba, what do you think would happen? If these kids refused to stand in Venezuela, what do you think would happen? How about Russia? Russia? China? Should I go on? Right? I mean, seriously. Here, they know anything you want. Probably playing a Game Boy during the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance. And again, I go right back to what I've always said. It's so nasty. It's so, where are the parents in all of this? Where are your parents to say you love this country? You realize the reason that they're able to go to school. And I don't want to hear about, when I say that they go to school safely, they're protected. They are. I mean, the numbers of kids in our schools every single day, the number of kids attending public schools in this country every single day, tens of millions. So when you have these school shootings, which haven't happened in a bit, but when you have these school shootings and you make it sound like it's an epidemic, it's not an epidemic. Are they bad? Of course they are. Nobody should lose a life. Nobody should be worried about being at school. But they're not epidemics. An epidemic is the killing that's going on in Chicago. That's an epidemic. And again, I'm going to say it again, over and over and over again. What a bunch of hypocrites when they want to blame President Trump for all this violence and the gun. And now he wants to send somebody in to help. The pastors in the community, all the community leaders are telling Rahm Emanuel, take the help from President Trump. Don't back away from it. Take it. We want it. And he won't do it. Unless he changes his mind in the last few hours, he won't do it. That is nothing but pride. People are dying because of liberal pride. Sorry, if he was a conservative, I would have said because of conservative pride. But the hate for Donald Trump is so deep and so
asinine that the guy is refusing to let them come in and help. Can you imagine if you get the National Guard in there in those communities and so, like, you know, what, I can't think of the guy's name. It was a black pastor who was on Fox earlier today, and he said, look, we don't want him there forever. You bring him in, it helps us pause. It gives us time to get our breath. It gives us time to come up with a plan on how to fix this. He's exactly right. You can't fix those streets while bullets are flying all over the place, and the police can't handle it. And now they're going to fix it by assigning cops permanently to neighborhoods. How does that fix it? Because they're part of the neighborhood? Because people are going to know them? They're shooting each other. They're shooting little kids. What makes you think they're going to care whether they know the cop or not? Back to the story. Charter school that won't allow. And look at, not all charter schools are crazy like this. All right? Not all schools are crazy like this. This is just, again, American school on American oil, on U.S. soil, right? Being protected by U.S. military, U.S. police, U.S. citizens, and you can't pledge allegiance to the U.S. You couldn't smoke enough crack to have that not make sense, or to have that make sense. There are many emotions around this, and we want everyone in our school family to start the day off in a positive manner. Well, all right, so you want everyone to do it. What about the kids who want to recite the pledge and feel bad because the other kids won't join them? And now you're not going to do it at all. Are you going to make a way for the kids that want to do it to do it? I mean, what's so bad about affirming that we live in a free nation? Right? And we do live in a free nation. I don't want to hear about all this crap with the National Football League. We do live in a free nation. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. We're not going anywhere.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Me while I whip this out.
Chelsea Clinton is out campaigning against Kavanaugh, and unreal. Like, that's going to help. Are we surprised? Is that news? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and being with us. I really do appreciate it. You know, and again, I appreciate the time that you spend with us. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you in interacting and being involved in the conversation. As well, you should be. You should always be involved in the conversation. Always jump in when you think you can make a difference. So, look at. We're doing a story about a school that has decided not to do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, not to do what I think is a fundamental, you know, if you're a Christian, you get up every morning, I hope, the first thing you're doing is praying or thanking God for another day, another opportunity. You would think when you grow up in a country like this, you go to school in a country like this, and you have the freedoms you have in a country like this, that the Pledge of Allegiance would not be, what could possibly make somebody not feel included in this? You know, the thing I think is interesting and actually funny about this, they are saying, that the reason they're doing this is so people feel more included.
so that they are more inclusive. So where is, I would love to get somebody on the left on to find out, where is the line? I mean, if there's two kids in a class of 30 that are uncomfortable saying the Pledge of Allegiance, maybe they should leave the room. Does the other 28 have to change their way? What they maybe what they love to do? Where's the line? I want to know what the number is. Is it one? Is it half a one? Is it somebody who sometimes feels like, I don't want to do it, and sometimes they feel like they do? I mean, what is the line? Right? I mean, if you think about this, the teachers could use this pledge thing as a teachable moment, right? Sit down and explain what the flag stands for, what it means. You heard in the last hour somebody from another country say, when you see that flag and you're in another country, in most cases, not 51% of the cases, in like 95% of the cases, you're excited to see that flag. It has that kind of meaning. And, you know, I know the NFL and others say this is not true, but it is. Liberty and justice for all. We don't always get it right. It doesn't always happen like it's supposed to. But it is a country and a nation of liberty and justice for all. Whether you believe it or not, it's there. And you have to take advantage of it. You have to work it like anything else. But how do you sit there and spit on a flag, spit on our vets, talk bad about our country, and then get mad when you don't get what you should get under it? Right? I mean, it's really that simple. But instead of using this for a teachable moment, instead of using this as a way to show kids what truly what the flag means, the president of the school announced that it's going to write its own Pledge of Allegiance, focusing on the international community. The only problem is, you're not part of the international community. You're part of these United States. The pledge will focus on students' civic responsibility to their school, family, community, country, and global society. Oh, God's not in there anywhere. But, and you notice how it's, they're going to go with their school family. It doesn't say their school, comma, family. It's the way she wrote it. Their school, family, community, country, global. No. I'll tell you what, even if I didn't believe in God, how about family first? Your family first. You got to feed your own family before you take care of somebody else's. It's all about your family first. Right? Then your community, which includes, your school family. Right? They got this all mixed up and they love it. And they get these kids at an early age, which is why I keep telling you, conservatives who got out of teaching or didn't go into teaching, because you don't want to put up with all the stuff. Well, you are putting up with all the stuff because you're getting the kids that you should have been teaching. You're getting them out there in the real world with the problems that they're having because you should have been teaching. Sorry, but that's the reality. Anyway, there is a simple solution to this nonsense. School needs to be informed that to be eligible for federal tax money, they must reinstate the Pledge of Allegiance. No pledge, no cash. Now, I haven't seen this recently, as of late, okay? But I do remember early doing broadcasts that we did stories like this, and with federal grant money, usually comes along with things like this that say, you have to be adhering to. Most of the time, it's a not a pledge, but it's a patriotic act at the beginning of every morning. The patriotic act could be reading a letter from George Washington, talking about one of our founding moments or one of our founding fathers. It could be the Pledge of Allegiance. It could be singing the national anthem. There's no specific way to do this. I am in favor of a patriotic act that has the Pledge of Allegiance in it. It ain't that hard. Now, maybe that Atlantic neighborhood could reach out to the North Koreans or the Chinese or the Venezuelans for some help, right? I mean, they got it going on. You guys, you see how stupid this is? Do you see how crazy this starts to get after a while? Right? I mean, really. And there's no reason. We let this happen. We have let this set in. And we've let this happen. Do you hear about the teacher that attacked the teen that was wearing an NRA shirt? Again, so much for freedom of speech, right? And only in California. This stuff is just great. A history teacher at Lodi High School in California yelled at a student for wearing an NRA shirt and kicked another student out of the class. And the teacher singled out the students, told them that their guns were bad and that guns kill people.
Yes.
So do cars. So does Ebola. So do knives. So does the flu. I mean, really. If you look at order of what kills more people every year, guns is not at the top of the list. Right? He's there to teach. He's not there to discuss personal beliefs. He's not there to tell them what they should think and how they should think. He's there to teach. Or she, excuse me, she's there to teach. She was basically being attacked in class, she said, referring to her teenage daughter. Mrs. Gregg said another of the student was sent to the principal's office because he refused to take off the NRA shirt. Right? I mean, we need to stand. You guys need to stand. We need to stand alongside these people. Seriously, you need to, if you're in these areas, you need to support these people. You need to get up in front of the school board and let them know what's wrong. Right? The Todd Starnes has got this up on his website. He said that he called the Lodi Unified School District to find out why the teacher harassed these law-abiding pro-Second Amendment students. The school administration said they reviewed the T-shirt in question and determined that it did not violate school dress code policy. The student was promptly returned to the class, and the school administration contacted the family to apologize. How about a public apology? How about putting it out there so everybody knows what you said, why you said what you did? Right? There should be an apology in front of the class so the kids know that what happened was wrong and shouldn't happen again. You know, these schools constantly scream about bullying, right? They constantly scream about, we have to end bullying. We have to stop the conservative kids from bullying the liberal kids. We have to stop bullying. We have to stop bullying. We have to stop bullying. Well, guess what? What about this? Why don't we stop the teachers from bullying the kids? I know. I've talked to students. I've talked to parents whose kids are bullied in class because they're pro-Trump. They wear a pro-Trump shirt. They wear a conservative shirt, a Republican shirt, a GOP shirt. They're bullied by the teachers. It's wrong. Now, I'm not saying that all teachers are bad. Right? You got, I mean, it is a noble profession. If you go into it for the right reasons, it's a noble profession. Teaching our young kids, teaching our youth, educating children is a great thing. If you go into it for the wrong reasons, then you know, all heck should heat down on you. And so, you know, school districts should be watching the teachers. They should be tracking what's going on in classes. They shouldn't allow these political or personal attacks to happen. Look, I don't care if you're a teacher or, you know, you're at work or what have you. If an NRA shirt assaults you, the problem is not the shirt. You may, look at, a Planned Parenthood shirt assaults me. Do you get to wear it? Pro-abortion shirts assault me. Should you get to wear it? Will you take my feelings into consideration? Probably not. Hey, it's Robert Senior, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on a regular basis. Check us out for realside.com. Again, God bless. Have a great rest of the day and a very safe weekend.